From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining with us on our Gospel program. I trust that you will enjoy what we have in store for you today. We will continue with our study of Mark's Gospel. Our study has taken us to Calvary, and in chapter 15, the verses 29 to 38, we will be looking at some of the events which took place while Christ hung on the cross. We have entitled our study, The Way into God's Presence Opened Once More. Would I remind you of our program tonight and ask you to join with us at 9 o'clock? I'll be playing another portion of the Reverend Gordon Dane's sermon on death preached during his recent gospel mission here in our church in Kilskerry. I am giving away a free copy of this message along with another message he preached on the subject of hell. Two messages on one cassette tape to any who contact me. Now before our Bible study, here is a hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus, and it's by the SMS Singers. After we enjoy this hymn, we'll turn to Mark chapter 15. Let's take up our study now of God's Word, and we'll begin by reading from the verse 29 of Mark, chapter 15. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others. Himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, Let him alone. Let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. May God bless this reading of his word to all of our hearts. Our subject this morning is the way into God's presence opened once more. As we turn our thoughts to this passage of God's truth, let us remember who the Lord Jesus is, the eternal Son of God, the maker of all things. And then let us remember that for our sakes, Jesus voluntarily endured the most painful, horrible, and disgraceful death. Let the death of Christ be often before our minds. Rightly understood, no subject in all Christianity is so likely to have a saving, sanctifying, as well as a comforting effect on our souls. Please consider first of all the scoffers at the cross, the passers-by of verse 29, of those who came to deride and sneer and walked back and forth below the Saviour and shouted up to him their blasphemous comments. They were mocking him, for they thought him unable to perform what he had claimed he would do. Their mockery, of course, was based upon a false notion of what Christ had said. In John chapter 2, in the verses 18 to 21, we read of this exchange between Jesus and his opponents. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. How many mock the Saviour and his gospel upon the basis of their ignorance of what it is the Bible teaches. The religious leaders were also there to mock. Verse 31 and 32. They were a little more discreet than the mob, a little more crafty. They spoke among themselves. But God heard them, and he has recorded their mocking words. The thieves on the crosses beside the Saviour mocked him as well. Matthew tells us graphically what they said. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. The same refers to the words of the chief priests. He saved others, himself he cannot save. One of these thieves was soon, by sovereign grace, to repent of what he had said and learn why it was that Jesus was on the cross. For as Luke tells us in chapter 23, the verses 39 to 43, he was converted in the closing moments of his life. Consider the sufferer on the cross. How inadequate are our words in describing the sufferings of Christ? They are inadequate because we know so little of the extent of the Saviour's sufferings. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. Verse 33. The cross was veiled in darkness, and none will know what Christ endured as he bore the sins and punishment of his people. His cry points to what he endured. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Verse 34, he was forsaken of his Father because the Father was dealing with our sins. As Paul tells us, he hath made him to be sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Here is the very heart of the gospel story. It was as the forsaken sacrifice that Jesus died. Verse 37. Consider finally the success of the cross. Was Jesus successful in his death? Did he accomplish what he came to do? Yes. 1,000 times, yes. And the proof of that is given us in verse 38. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom. What was the significance of this strange happening, and why did God include it in the record? The veil separated that portion of the temple called the Holy of Holies from the rest of it. Within the Holy of Holies, the manifested glory of God dwelt. Man was cut off from God by his sin, and the veil was a constant reminder to the worshippers at the temple that it was so. Only one man was permitted to enter beyond the veil. It was the high priest, and that only on the Day of Atonement when he carried in the blood. His action symbolized how it was that the way into God's presence could be opened by the offering of the sacrifice that was perfect. None of the Old Testament sacrifices could do that, for they were but symbols. The veil remained even after the annual sacrifice was offered by the high priest. But Christ's death opened the way. Notice that the veil was torn from top to bottom. God removed the barrier, not man. Paul says of this matter, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. There is a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There is a door that is open, and you may go in. Calvary's cross is where we begin when we come as a sinner to Jesus. May you claim the benefits of Christ's glorious victory on the cross today and come before God in repentance and faith, trusting in Christ as your Savior. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you. We look forward to you joining us again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.